Imagine standing on a trading floor as markets plummet. Your heart races, palms sweat, and stomach knots with dread. This isn't just psychological stress, it's a profound biological transformation. The financial world operates not just on numbers and analysis, but on testosterone surges during bull markets and cortisol floods during crashes. This biochemical reality fundamentally challenges how we understand market behavior. When traders make millions, their testosterone levels surge, creating overconfidence that transforms rational rallies into dangerous bubbles. When markets crash, stress hormones flood their systems, breeding irrational pessimism that deepens the crisis. These hormonal feedback loops systematically shift risk preferences throughout business cycles, potentially destabilizing entire markets. The biology driving financial decisions explains why markets swing between extremes of irrational exuberance and paralyzing fear, a perspective that could revolutionize how we manage financial risk. Traditional economics portrays us as rational calculators, but ignores how our bodies physically prepare for risk-taking through chemical surges that influence decisions. When traders face market volatility, their bodies trigger fight-or-flight responses, originally evolved for physical threats. This visceral reality contradicts mind-body dualism that has dominated Western economic thought. While philosophers and neuroscientists have abandoned this notion, economics remains wedded to it, treating decision-making as purely intellectual. Our brains and bodies function as one integrated system during risk-taking. Traders react to markets faster than conscious thought allows, using gut feelings that aren't distractions from rationality but essential components of effective decisions. During powerful experiences, flow states, insights, risk-taking, fear, the boundary between mind and body dissolves. We think with our entire bodies, not just our brains. This unity explains why some high IQ traders fail, while others with modest credentials consistently succeed. The sea squirt, after finding a feeding spot, cements itself to the seafloor and digests its own brain, proving that without movement, a brain becomes unnecessary. Our brains evolved primarily for movement, not abstract thought. This challenges our intellectual self-image. Even our highest thinking repurposes algorithms originally developed for movement. While computers can defeat chess grandmasters, engineers still struggle to build robots with the dexterity of a child. Humans uniquely excel at learning unnatural movements. A concert pianist's fingers moving with precision demonstrates physical mastery unmatched in nature. For traders, decisions trigger bodily systems preparing for action. When assessing risks, information provokes physical responses, quick breaths, knotted stomachs, racing hearts. Our gut feelings represent these bodily changes, often generated faster than conscious thought. Financial markets abound with hunches and instincts, inexplicable investment convictions, often accompanied by physical symptoms. George Soros interpreted backaches as signals of portfolio problems. These signals operate through interoceptive pathways connecting bodily states to brain awareness. Kahneman and Klein identified intuition as pattern recognition rather than mystical ability. Intuitions are reliable when environments contain regular patterns that practitioners frequently encounter with quick feedback. Chess grandmasters and fighter pilots meet these conditions. Political forecasters don't. While efficient market theorists claim markets lack stable regularities, research shows traders can develop pattern recognition expertise. Experienced traders achieve Sharpe ratios above 1.0, outperforming the S&P 500's long-term 0.4 ratio. Pattern recognition involves higher brain regions, but gut feelings provide the visceral coloring that helps rapidly assess outcomes. Without these bodily signals, we'd face what Evans calls the Hamlet problem, paralysis from endless possibilities. This research challenges the notion that rationality operates separately from the body. Good judgment may require efficient body-brain connectivity, explaining why some high IQ traders fail while others with less impressive credentials succeed. In rising markets, profits trigger traders to increase risk exposure. These booms create a neurochemical cocktail. Unexpected profits cause dopamine to surge, delivering euphoria, while testosterone increases too. Dopamine providing the treble of euphoria, testosterone the baseline. This heightened risk-taking stems from the winner effect. When animals win competitions, testosterone surges make them more likely to win subsequent fights, creating a feedback loop where victory leads to higher testosterone, which leads to further victories. Scientists have documented this across species, with winners showing elevated testosterone while losers experience drops. Analysis of 623,000 professional tennis matches revealed that players who narrowly won their first set had a 60% chance of winning the second set and match. The winner effect creates a mechanism where testosterone feedback loops push traders from excitement into dangerous delusion. As testosterone rises, performance initially improves, but continued elevation leads to foolish risk-taking and feelings of invincibility. While technological breakthroughs typically start bull markets, testosterone may be the catalyst turning rallies into bubbles, becoming the molecule of irrational exuberance. The stress response evolved for physical threats, not trading's mental challenges. While effective against predators, it impairs environments requiring clear thinking rather than physical action. Stress activates under three conditions that define trading environments: novelty, uncertainty, and uncontrollability. Studies with traders showed cortisol levels increasing up to 500% during market volatility. Elevated cortisol distorts memory, causing traders to recall traumatic events over positive ones, promoting irrational risk aversion. It physically reshapes the brain, damaging the hippocampus while enhancing the amygdala, making thinking more emotional than rational. Under extreme stress, the prefrontal cortex essentially shuts down, impairing analysis and leaving the brain to operate on stored emotional reactions. Stressed traders become prone to seeing patterns in randomness and believing rumors. During market crashes, traders develop learned helplessness, becoming unable to initiate trades even when opportunities arise. This psychological state renders central bank interventions largely ineffective. Compared to the fears haunting traders, interest rate cuts have minimal impact. Evolution equipped us with a stress response that becomes dysfunctional in modern society. Two promising solutions exist: physiological toughening and workplace reforms. Mental toughness corresponds to a distinct physiological state. Research shows toughened individuals see novelty as opportunity, while untoughened ones perceive threat. Resilience develops through experiencing acute, short-lived stress. Rats exposed to such conditions developed hardier physiology and greater immunity to future stressors. Exercise is the most effective toughening regimen for humans. It expands immune-producing cells, inoculating against anxiety and depression, while flooding our brains with growth factors that strengthen neurons against stress and aging. Workplace changes can reduce harmful stress. Decreasing uncertainty and providing modest control improves health outcomes. Social support proves remarkably protective. A Swedish study found stressed men with supportive relationships showed no correlation between stressful events and increased mortality. The financial sector's bonus structures reward short-term gains without penalizing losses, encouraging volatility. Banks should implement multi-year bonus schemes and mandatory breaks to interrupt physiological feedback loops. Market stabilization can also come from diversifying biological composition. Women constitute only 5% of traders, despite evidence they often outperform men. Women-run hedge funds significantly outperform men's, with women preferring longer-term analysis over high-frequency trading. Understanding our biochemistry isn't dehumanizing, but liberating. By recognizing how our bodies shape financial decisions, we can build more stable markets that harness our biology rather than being driven by its extremes. When you feel that knot in your stomach before investing, your body might know something your conscious mind hasn't yet realized.